My mother told me someday I would buy a galley with good oars, sail to distant shores, sail to distant shores.
Alright, we are back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com. The number 2, IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com. Hooli's blog, W-H-O-O-L-I-S blog.blogspot.com. He usually carries the archive commercial free if you're interested in that. A lot of people listen to it over there. And I saw this week, and I sent this around to people. Unselect committee member Raskin and his wife violated the law regarding stock trades. Blame it on their deceased son. The Raskins have been in politics and controversy for a long time. Now the Democrat family is caught hiding stock transactions, which is against the law. Their excuse is sickening. He and his family have been involved in shady actions and now have been caught in some more. Okay, it appears that him and his wife they violated federal conflict of interest law by failing to properly disclose stock shares his wife received for advising a Colorado-based financial technology trust company. The congressman likewise disclosed information about the sale of reserve trust stock 8 months after Sarah Bloom Raskin dumped the stock in late 2020 for $1.5 million. Okay, this violation of the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act's disclosure provisions, which exist to promote transparency and defend against financial conflicts, comes at a time of significant national attention for the Raskins. Jamie Raskin, who acknowledged he was late filing the portion of the disclosure about the sale and said it happened because of his son's death. And he's a prominent congressman who led the second impeachment trial of former President Trump. Sarah Bloom Raskin is President Joe Biden's nominee to fill the position of the government's most powerful banking regulator and faced a key Senate panel on Thursday. So he used his son's untimely death as his reason for breaking the law. They really have no shame. His wife is being pushed by Joe Biden to join the Fed. Clearly a conflict of interest. Oh, boy. So, vice chairwoman of supervision at the Federal Reserve. Isn't that nice? Oh, Raskin's wife. Isn't that this whole thing with these people's wife and who they are and so forth and so on is just crazy. Okay. We had a big snowstorm here. It came through last week and it was a doozy. Yeah, everybody I'm sure saw this big wave of snow. And I sent myself a note. I was out doing some shopping and I just smelled a distinct chemical smell all over in the air. While I got off work early, was out doing some shopping, and I remember I was walking into a store and I just smelled this strange chemical smell. And I look at the skies and I remembered, I was like, And it really plays in with like Dane Wigington and the Air Force 2025 documents and all this, how I was just like, this smell, and I know in this storm's about to blast, I was just like, look, that's just kind of a weird thing that I noticed, and I sent myself a note, but I wanted to put it out there on the air because it was strange. Vaccidents on steroids absolutely everywhere here in my area. Now, people talk about these vaccidents, so forth and so on, but I tell you what, I've been seeing some pileups that are just crazy. Now, look, it could be people eyeballing their damn phones too, and it, you know, causing people to wreck, but I don't know, it's just totally insane the amount of car accidents that I'm seeing, and the amount, like, just from people that I talk to when I'm out and about, the amount of people that have died since the beginning of the year, my father being one of them, is freaking the normies out, even here in my area. So it's, you know, the amount of people that have died since this beginning of the year, and it's even, people are kind of wigging out. I just wanted to get that out there. This year's flu shot, I'm wondering the components that went out, you know, how many different companies made this year's flu shot, so forth and so on. With all the analysis of the COVID jabs, I would really like to see someone digging into the flu shot that went around this year. What does it contain? Is it any kind of binary to go with the COVID shots? Is it a mini COVID shot? Does it have similar components? You know, the graphene oxide nano antenna stuff or whatever. You know, it just makes me wonder, the flu shot, if this year's version, since we have this whole COVID-19 vaccination push, did they do something different this year as a, you know, a fellow traveler, let's say, with the COVID shots? The whole GoFundMe debacle with this Ottawa trucker thing, and now there's breaking stories of Ottawa police seizing fuel and propane tanks, okay, cut off supply route for protesters, so they declared a state of emergency. So they removed all fuel and propane tanks from the Freedom Convoy trucks, blah, 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 blah. No arrests were made. That's pretty evil stuff. You know, out there in the cold, they're trying to, you know what they're trying to do. They're trying to make people go home. Very, very crazy, crazy situation we're in. So people were worried about supply chain disruptions previously. Now you've got this protest going on. Now there you've got the police trying to pull this draconian stuff. I guess they were trying to trigger some very, very active resistance and to get into some violence. So this is very touch and go. You've been reading things about infiltrators and, you know, your usual suspects that put on various, let's just say, uniforms, sheep dip themselves to make themselves look like Antifa or protesters or whatever, and counter protesters. And so we've got a caller from Canada. Let's take James. James, what do you got for us?
So if you want to know what's in the flu vaccine, why don't you phone Congressman Bacon? and ask him what kind of a deal's going on there. And he's talking about, oh, in the world of COVID and the darkness and the blah. I heard the whole thing. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I'm looking at his picture right now. And I feel, well, I'm not sure I feel sorry for the guy. I mean, he's made his deal, so, you know, that's just going to be his deal. So, anyway, might be a crackdown coming up in Ottawa, I think.
Yeah, what's your as a Canadian, what's your kind of what are you gathering?
Well, when it first started, it was a great relief, and I think people, were very inspired. But I've been hearing now they shut down all the cell phone traffic. They're trying to take the money away. And they're trying to take the fuel away from the truckers, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
So this government is a shill government. It's not operating with any goodwill at all, and it's a phony. It's fake and phony. I can't say that enough.
Yeah. Hey, hold on the line, Mr. Producer. Get clip 16 ready. 16. This is Deepak Vohra, the Indian ambassador to Canada, and this is a statement that he's just made. Go ahead and roll 16.
Let me begin by saying that the Canadian Prime Minister, who tried to advise us on how to deal with the farmers' protests last year and swore that Canada will be there to defend the rights of peaceful protests, has run away from the truckers and others, even as we speak. On the 30th of January 2022, they are rallying against vaccine mandates, inflation, supply chain disruptions, etc. So the fellow who was trying to give us advice has actually gone into hiding. He has betrayed their trust. The saddest thing about betrayal is that it never comes from your enemies. It comes from those you have faith in. Some of the most poisonous people come disguised as friends and family. My motto has always been to protect the oppressed, even if he is my enemy. But I will never forgive the traitor, even if he is my friend.
All right. What do you think of that, James?
Well, yeah, he's absolutely 100% correct. And it's going to be serious if they think, you see, Trudeau's father passed the War Measures Act in 1970. October 1970, to deal with what was called the FLQ crisis in Quebec. And these were a bunch of would-be terrorists who kidnapped a bunch of people, and it was in the Montreal area. By a bunch of people, I said, two politicians. And, there was just soldiers all over the place in Montreal. And finally, the interesting thing about it is they let some of the terrorists, they gave them a Canadian Air Forces airplane and took them to Cuba. And there's a whole deal going on between the Trudeau family and the Cubans, it would appear. So
imagine that, Castro Trudeau.
That's right. Well, you see, there's things going on that... you know, Canadians are hardworking and everything, but these politicians, man, they all got bank accounts down in the Caribbean, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
That's the big payoff point is in the Caribbean, see? And it's rife with corruption.
Yeah.
So,
all right, man.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. Comedian Heather McDonald collapses on stage, fractures skull seconds after delivering joke about being triple vaxxed. So, fractured her skull. Eyewitnesses told TMZ that McDonald collapsed and hit her head on the floor after she delivered her second joke of the evening. I'm vaxxed, double vaxxed, boosted, and flu shot and shingle shot and haven't gotten COVID and Jesus loves me most. At first, everyone thought McDonald fading was part of her comedy routine, but it wasn't. She passed on the ambulance, was taken to a local hospital by her sister-in-law. So Chelsea Handler, this other so-called comedian is having big problems. An old, I don't know who this Heather McDonald is. It was up on Gateway Pundit, but it's nice, kind of interesting how that works, isn't it? Death cult. Democratic Arizona Senator Lupe Contreras argues in hearing that his four foster kids should have been aborted. He made his comments in opposition to the Republican abortion legislation. So Senate Bill 1164 passed through the committee along party lines, a bill that would put some restrictions on abortions after 15 weeks. Now, so he basically says, I have four foster kids at my house. They were kids from parents that probably should have probably had an abortion. I mean that you can't get any more sick than that. I mean, you got to be a real twisted. Now, I saw this up on Tap Newswire. This was floating around on Hal Turner. And this is very, very short. Did you know that the summer of 2000 that Saddam Hussein announced Iraq was going to quit accepting the U.S. dollar for all transactions? We invaded Iraq again in 2003. Did you know Muammar Gaddafi announced in 2009 Libya would create its own currency called the African gold dinar, which would replace using the U.S. dollar? In 2011, Gaddafi was killed by NATO-backed rebels. Okay. Now, did you know in 1938, Germany arrested the Rothschilds and seized their central bank. The following year, World War II started. Germany was destroyed. I don't know about arresting the Rothschilds. Okay. Well, anyway, did you know last year in 2021, Russia announced it is removing all U.S. dollar assets from its wealth fund? Do you see a pattern yet? Well, it's interesting that that happened. We'll see, you know, long funeral homes, short life insurers. Excuse me. Ex-BlackRock fund manager discovers disturbing trends in mortality. They're mandating vaccines in the workplace and raising premiums in lower vaccinated counties because they are mistakenly guessing here initially. The premiums will change to higher vaccinated areas as time moves on, my guess. And so the ex-BlackRock fund manager, Ed Dowd, is in the former camp and has spent last month analyzing breadcrumbs associated with the rise in excess mortality versus pre-pandemic levels. Given that we're now in the middle of earnings seasons, there are some pretty big crumbs rolling out of the insurance and funeral services industries, which are beginning to paint a disturbing picture. Mortality worsened in 2021 versus 2020 despite widespread vaccinations. I wonder why. A spike in mortality among younger working age individuals coincided with vaccine mandates. Duh. The spike in younger deaths peaked in third quarter 2021 when COVID deaths were extremely low. On Tuesday, the financial insurance company Unum reported that their life segment saw an increase of 9% in their ratio payouts versus premiums, a 17.4% increase in 2021 versus 2020, despite widespread vaccinations, and a 13.3% increase over 2019. On Wednesday, Dowd noted that funeral home company Carriage Services saw a 28% increase in September 2021 versus 2020 and a 13% increase in August versus the same period. So like I was saying, with even the normies around me, people are noticed that a lot of people are passing away. And so as we crouch nearer to the bankruptcy and insolvency of both Medicare and Social Security, they need to get rid of a whole lot of people. Let's take Andy in Texas. Andy, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. Hey, thank you, Robert, for taking my call. It's amazing that you brought up Vanguard and BlackRock because that's what I want to talk about. I learned of another company called Circle that runs underneath
Serpent Corporation, Serco, yeah.
Yeah. And so, and they, check it out, they're in charge of a lot of different for-profit
nuclear
prisons,
warheads.
Private prisons. Yeah. Yes, those and the, too. And yeah. School boards.
Yeah. I did and a deep was, dive on, hey, I did a deep dive on them probably right when I went on the air, like 7 years ago, because they were, Serco really came up in a lot of people's research was right after Sandy Hook. One of the fathers was a Serco employee and all this weird stuff. And, you know, up there in Newtown, real weird place up there from what I understand. But Serco started really bubbling up right after Sandy Hook in a lot of people's research.
Well, they own a lot of those prisons in the European Union over there. Or run them. I'm not sure if they. Mm-hmm. Well, they probably own them, but because they are from, they're a spinoff. They're kind of the MC to a concert for Vanguard and BlackRock. You know what I mean? They're the ones that kind of introduce everybody to them and stuff. But the video I saw was back in the '90s, so you can imagine what they were saying. That I've just the stuff that I know now of what they owned back in the '90s, which also gives you some idea how long BlackRock and Vanguard have been around. And
what's interesting? Serco deep ties to the British Crown.
Yep.
Yeah. The Yiddish British Crown. Yeah.
So hey, do you subscribe at all to Max Egan? BitChute or whatnot in the Crow's House.
I watch his stuff frequently. Yeah, I usually find that on BitChute.
Yeah, absolutely. Because right now BitChute's a pretty free platform. Hey, you know what? Yeah. You could probably get other callers, and you got other stuff you got to cover. That's all I wanted to cover with you. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right. Let's see. We've got a few minutes. Mr. Producer, get clip 6 ready. I definitely have to get this one on the broadcast. And this one's a video called Darkness Associated with the Vaccines. And I saw this, and it goes through some very, very good material. Let's go ahead and roll clip 6.
If it's a battle over the soul, then get your soul right. That's it. That's the only battle that you have to fight. It's, I only have to change this or let God change this, my own heart. And then my advocacy is out of compassion and love. But I'm not angry. I'm not. I process those emotions. I pass through it. But yeah. I want to ask you, the aborted fetal cell use, specifically in regard to cancer causing carcinogenicity, help me out with that. What are you seeing with that issue and the moral issue of that particular thing? And if you like,
yeah, I mean it's a huge issue because when the original architects of the vaccine production process, early, you know, in the sort of like. Beginnings of, okay, so in the 50s, there were documents that showed that there were discussions around using human cells for vaccine production, and there was a lot of pushback because the thought was that it could cause oncogenesis, that there were oncogenes and or viruses, which again, we can talk more about what those really are, within human cells. So they opted to use animal cells instead, thinking that there wouldn't be as great of a risk. In fact, they were looking at tumor cells because tumor cells are perfect for producing as much antigen as you need because they're pretty much immortalized. But that was the risk. If you use cancer cells, well, of course, it could cause cancer. So they didn't realize when they started looking at monkey cells and other animals until after they created the vaccines that they did also contain compounds that could be linked to cancer. So like SV40 is a good example, simian virus 40, which were the oral polio vaccines that were later found to be associated with dramatic increases in different cancers that were even passed intergenerationally. So your grandmother could have had a vaccine that you still have a genetic sequence from a monkey that is then contributing to, you know, you maybe having a greater risk for a tumor. that's the origin of genetic modification in humans. They were doing this accidentally. So the idea is that there's a big risk when you use human cells. First of all, I don't think we're meant to be cannibals. Yes, has cannibalism existed? Can humans eat the flesh of other humans and survive? Yeah. I mean, there's cases, unfortunately, in times of starvation where that's exactly what's happened. But to inject the full genome of a species into a healthy person, ostensibly to protect them, that is insane. Because you have the full genetic code of a human you've just injected, likely with an adjuvant, to stimulate an aggressive immune response. So the body produces antigens against those sequences in the genome. You know, there's over 20,000, approximately, protein-coding genes in the human genome. If you use a diploid cell and some of the components are in there, you're going to probably produce targeting self or autoantigen. Okay, you're going to produce an attack against your own components. And that's the biggest issue of all with vaccines. You can look at adverse events, and there are millions of them, of course, for each vaccine, likely every year. But when it comes to autoimmune diseases, it can take decades, if ever, that you're able to ascertain that, you know, you have compromised immunological self-tolerance, because these vaccines are basically assaulting your body's ability to say this is self and this is not self, especially if you're injecting a diploid cell or an aborted fetal cell. So there's a certain karma to that, so certain poetry to it. When you enact absolutely inhumane acts, you know, to create these technologies, and you inject them into healthy people, oh my God, the darkness of that. This isn't just biomedical and material. There's something even, it was Rudolf Steiner who said that they would produce a vaccine that would literally inject darkness into the human soul. This was over 100 years ago. He predicted what's happening right now, a way to dislocate the child from its own soul by injecting darkness with a vaccine. So that would be the poetic, spiritual way of explaining what the result is of taking an aborted fetus, which, by the way, they harvest them intentionally from these women who are susceptible. So they're going in. It's not just some accidental abortion. They're literally harvesting these tissues. It's a sick process. Anyone, right? Anyone who would argue that that is in any way morally justified, I'm sorry. It's not. At least you should have a choice. Most people that are getting vaccines who believe themselves to be Christian or Catholic, they have no idea that that's what's behind them. And with the Pope himself, right, saying you should get vaccinated, does anyone care anymore? I mean, is there any validity any longer to any of these religious leaders when it comes to them really looking at those things? Like, I don't know.
All right, you can stop it there. Up on aimfortruth.org, okay, these mysterious patent calls people wetware. Implanted devices deliver electric shock, poisons, dopamine, adrenaline, emit mind control frequencies. What AFI and American intelligence media researchers have just discovered is breathtaking, disgusting, astounding, and monstrous. It's also shocking how far along the plan is. Amazingly, the deep state shadow government and its evident hubris has fully disclosed their diabolical technology scheme for the Internet of Things in writing. Hewlett Packard and Agilent Technologies are complicit. In the other article, wetware surveillance, patent, and theft of social media. Definitely interesting type of things to install personal and equipment, PFN, digit peeding, wireless translation, and NENA routing emergency matrix. And it's got this whole big schematic type thing in here. Very, very, very interesting. This is why they want to shoot up the babies, everybody. It has to do with the Internet of Bodies, Internet of Things, Internet of Everything. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Public Broadcasting Network. So let's regroup here. Let's think about the injections and the antennas and all these things that we're hearing about possibly being or coming to fruition. Let's think about patent W0, was it 20200606, the cryptocurrency mining aspect of basing it on the kinetic energy of a human and somehow being able to measure that, regulate it, and then mine digital currency. Okay. And Mr. Producer, and then let's talk about central bank digital currencies, and let's talk about what the great reset probably is, some sort of conflict here, right here on the horizon with Russia. Could be real, could be a setup. the trucker convoys going on all over the world, grid collapse, cyber hacks, and all the rest. Let's roll clip 15 real quick. You got it? Oh, I sent you a message. No big deal. But I'll talk while we're while you're getting it queued up. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Where it's going to go is called Tech Explore. It's called Experts Test Technical Research for Hypothetical Central Bank Digital Currency. Guys, you know what's going on. I hope you do. That they've overprinted way beyond any physical backup, whether it's gold or whatever, for this currency. They've overspent retirement, Medicare, Medicaid. It's all been robbed. And this is the reset that many people are talking about. Again, Jerome Powell last month put out feelers on this. Bank of Boston, or the Federal Reserve of Boston, has come out now with all the research to tie it in globally. Let's read about it, because, guys, this is going to become the new EBT card in the sense that there's no more ATMs. You're not going to be able to get some cash there. You're not going to be able to get some cash out of the bank. You're going to be just like an EBT card. It's going to be limited to certain purchases. And again, no cash transactions. They want to be able to trace everything, and this will cover up the loss of the paper money transferring into this new U.S. crypto, basically, is what it is. So think about it. Maybe they don't want you to buy certain things. Maybe you can only buy enough gasoline for your vehicle to go a certain distance. Maybe if your social credit score is not very strong, you're going to be almost starved to death with this thing. It's coming. It's coming very quickly. It depends on what changes in the very near future on what many call the awakening of the sheep on what's going on in a lot of areas. That may change this. It says, in collaboration with a team at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, MIT, experts have begun designing and testing technical research through which further examination of a central bank digital currency called CBDC can be performed in the U.S. In other words, this is a way to cover the loss of the dollar. The fake money that had no backing, because that's all been blown. But this moves into the upper level of super control of every move you make. Now, as they push this forward, they're going to make it sound really soft, not yet ready, when it really is on the very verge of taking over as the stock market is collapsing now. The effort known as Project Hamilton is in an exploratory phase, and the research is not intended as a pilot or for public deployment. Guys, I hope you don't believe that. Instead, the researchers have explored two different approaches that could be used to process transactions, and thus could indicate the technical feasibility of a potential CBDC model. In a process involving significant design flexibility, the MIT group tested factors such as the volume and speed of transactions and the resilience of the system in general, among other requirements for a viable digital currency.
You can stop it there. You see how this is all coming together? The shot, the Microsoft patent 060606, mining your activity into a cryptocurrency. Now the central bank wanting to come out with a central bank digital currency. Mr. Producer, get clip 13 ready. And now, to top it all off, go ahead and play 13.
To bow down and bend a knee to the beast, or do without. And that's where they're trying to take this globally. But when the people rise, things start to shift and change. Some corporations handling this different than others, but when we look at T-Mobile here, They are the latest to say that they're going to fire all unvaccinated corporate staff by April if they are not vaccinated. We have witnessed other big companies come out and make these statements.
Okay, recently, go ahead and stop it there. So you see that one of the big 5G companies, they cannot tolerate not having their employees to be submerged into the beast control grid. See, so that all your T-Mobile people, so whoever's with T-Mobile, whoever's got time, bomb them with some stuff saying you guys are thugs and you're creeps and I'm boycotting you and all that rest of this stuff. Maybe they'll back off, but it doesn't seem like it. There's something right here that we can all feel that is going to, well, that's planned for us, that is going to kick us through the membrane into this new evil system. All right. And unfortunately, it's all tied together. And I hope I've kind of done a decent job over the last number of months tying this together. Let's take Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, good evening.
Hello, Robert.
Hey.
First of all, I want to acknowledge you giving us a referral last week. And I went down the rabbit hole on the Space Busters with the Nano Man, and I went ahead and passed it on. And I want to ask you, first of all, have you been able to verify this with personally or with close in your circle? That like down with the coding where it picks up the Bluetooth and also the
PC code? I've done personal experiments on that. I can turn on my phone's Bluetooth and scan right now, and these phones are powerful enough. I'll pick up a bunch of these 12 digits wherever I'm at.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm going to continue to pass that on. So it looks like control at the nano level, digital DNA at the DNA level. They want to compromise our DNA and cut us off from our source.
Well,
think about the
CRISPR technology that's also in effect, and that has outside the whole quack scenes that they're playing tampering with the genome now all over the world. That's a real another Pandora's box that's been opened. So the whole CRISPR, CRISPR, or CRSPR, one of those, but that whole technology to basically, you know, rewrite code and genetic material, real, real crazy.
Incredibly fanatical. So let me ask you also, have you watched the Senator Ron Johnson? Have you watched the video
I haven't seen all 5 hours, but I've seen a lot of the good stuff, man, and it's crazy. And then how basically the rest of the government and the Zio media has totally just rabbit holed it. They, you know, file 13 that.
Well, here's the key reference that I'm making. You're a Marine. You're a veteran. I'm a veteran. Navy. Okay. So, and the part that I saw, which is about 18 minutes long, out of that 5 hours, they referred to the DOD, Department of Defense records, and see with the DOD, and a lot of people don't understand this, that the active duty are a controlled group that have been experimented on and are currently being experimented on. And if you remember back months ago, before they're pushing the mandate on the active duty, I asked you, I said, well, surely somebody in there, especially the Marines, because I look up to the Marines as being the highest code within the services, surely somebody in the Marines, and now I'm thinking, you know, in the Navy it was senior chiefs and master chiefs, the long-term servicemen, and also the warrant officers. So surely, please tell me that, you know, was there, have all the good guys been booted or been shown the door by Obama and the, you know, and predecessors? Well, what's your scoop on that? I mean, standing up and seeing this as a bioweapon, it's a bioweapon that's going to take this down from the inside out, demolish our damn military. Come on.
Yeah, well, you see what Attorney Thomas Wren said about everything going on with the adverse events going on with the our military people. Where this goes, I don't know. There's a whole lot of people that are not active duty, that have been in previously, that are more, let's just say, sympathetic or empathetic to our viewpoint. The youngsters that are in now, when I was a youngster, yeah. I was a nihilistic little asshole in the when I was in the Marine Corps. So it really, your senior staff NCOs and your senior officers, from what it looks like, they've either been kicked out, the ones that are wise to it, or they've submitted. It's not a good thing. You read all this fake news on some of these sites that Commandant Berger, General Berger of the Marine Corps, said, you're not going to vaccinate my Marines and all this crap. And I guess that all turned out to be poppycock.
Really? Propaganda?
Well.
Oh, my God, man. But and then the core of this is that the age that's severely injured, 18 to 24,
younger,
age,
yeah,
18
yeah.
to 24, yeah. age 18 to 24 myocarditis is permanent heart damage. I mean, yeah. At what point we should be screaming, everybody? I mean, in that Senator Johnson's interaction, I mean, they were you could tell. I mean, that Dr. McCullough. He came to tears at one point, you know.
Yeah, I saw that.
He says one is too many.
I mean,
come on. We're, you know, anyway, I'll leave it at that. So thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Robert. And I'll keep on passing on that Space Busters, because that's some scary stuff, man.
It is. All right, man. We'll talk to you, Mark. Let's take Dave in Nevada. Dave, what's happening out there in Nevada?
Hey, Robert. Yeah, I just wanted to comment a few things on the Roman Catholic front with regards to these vaccines.
Oh, yeah. Good old Jesuits are balls deep in it.
Yeah, but I think it's just a lot of this has to do with the clip that you played, the person, I don't know who that person was. He sounded pretty intelligent, but he was talking about the idea of cannibalism.
Yeah.
And if you hear, like, Protestants, when they dismiss Catholicism, like the Catholic teachings, which is, it's understandable what they believe, because Catholics, in a way, they do teach in cannibalism, which is the host, the body of Christ. It's supposed to be real. So it is a form of cannibalism, because Christ says he would give up his body.
Well, and so if you read in the Gospel of John also, where a lot of people could not handle that saying of Christ, and many of them departed from him. I still remember that stuff, yeah.
And I believe that's why that was the departures, because they had that same type of belief. Well, we can't eat someone's flesh.
Yeah. Well, check this out, Dave. I've been thinking about this. Look at the parallels between the city state of the Vatican and their draconian vaccine edicts, and then the Israelis. The parallels between the Israelis and how they're both acting very, very, the government of the Vatican and the government of Israel both act very, very similar towards their populations.
Yeah, very thuggish. So with regards to this whole vaccine thing and this idea of cannibalism and the host in the Catholic Mass being kind of symbolic of a type of cannibalism, right? And I really believe that this ties into I don't know the exact secret of Fatima, and I don't think anyone really does, because it's not supposed to be released. It's just speculation, but it obviously has to do with the Second Vatican Council, right? Because everything changed, including the Mass. So if you're like a real hardcore traditional Catholic, you believe that everything, including the new Mass, is completely invalid. And what that means is that if you claim to be a Catholic and you participate in the new Mass, you are actually doing something that's really sacrilegious, which is partaking in a false mass.
Well, yeah, that's what the traditional Catholics believe, definitely, yeah.
Right. So what they're doing is they're not partaking of anything good. They're actually partaking of something that's actually evil. That's actually upside down.
Yeah, well, you know, in the Bible, there's actually in the New Testament, there was people that took part in basically communion in an unworthy state, and they died.
Right.
Yeah.
Or they made a sacrilege of the host.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what the Second Vatican did, and I think that was the beginning of the. I don't know if this is the right way to say it. Maybe the beginning of the apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you read in, like when I was younger and I got into researching Satanism and black masses and all that, and you would actually could read where they would steal Catholic hosts.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
And it cut them into triangles and dye them black, and that would be their satanic host.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's probably what's going on, right? What goes on in Vatican City right now, anyways. But
yeah, yeah. The gay stuff on the altars and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. I got one more caller behind you. So,
real quick, did you hear about the Catholic bishop in Europe that's saying that they're saying that no one can partake of the mass unless they're vaccinated in all of the Catholic churches in Europe.
Yeah, I've heard, and then that's the way in some of the Anglican and so forth and so on. So this is a very fascinating development, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to like tie this up really quick. What I believe the vaccine to be in conjunction with the Second Vatican Council and the whole Catholic thing, the vaccine, because of its ties to abortion and cannibalism, it is the new host for the satanic forces in the Vatican. So they're basically replacing the old, what was the old tradition of what was the host of Christ's body, and they're replacing it with aborted fetal matter. That's the new communion.
Satanic communion.
It's the new satanic communion. That's what it is.
Huh. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. All right.
Anyways, I'll let you go.
All right, see you, Dave. Let's take Dan in Washington. Dan, what's happening?
Yeah, this dark matter. Did you listen to Ron Johnson's hearing with all the people up there in Congress?
I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw bits and pieces of it.
Okay, because there was one of the guys was Jewish. He had a yarmulke, maybe from Eastern Europe or something.
Yeah, I heard
some
of that.
He started talking about this dark matter in the DNA, and I didn't know what he was talking about, but they kind of cut him off, and he seemed pretty freaked out, you know?
yeah.
So I don't know what they're even talking about, but...
Well, you know, there's some of the Bible people are talking about. There's a biblical concept, and with this image of basically where it talks about iron and clay being humans, and iron being this graphene substances and so forth, and so people are kind of doing a new kind of spin on the iron and clay, which people thought was. Democracy and like authoritarianism previously as far as interpretation, and now people are even talking about the iron and clay and this image, you know, the great image with the head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar and all that, the feet of iron and clay, and the people are talking about in the book of Daniel where it talks about iron and clay and not being able to cleave unto each other and so forth. Very interesting.
That's out of my league there.
Yeah.
I know there was a guy in Rance had a Catholic priest on, and he was pretty freaked out saying that the Pope is a Gnostic, and he's completely rearranging everything. But anyway, that's all. It's not, real quick on RTV and banned in Germany is not a good sign. I know when all this Russia stuff happened here, my local cable network canceled RT. They were canceled in a lot of parts of this country, but that's because they talk about things like, you know, false flags, you know.
They
tell the truth about all that stuff, so.
Yeah, now you got that bonehead from the State Department revealing false flags and crisis actors and using all these words that all the alternative media people been using for all these years when they would say that we're all crazy, but now the Russians are going to do it all.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good week. Thanks for the
call. All right, man. Hey, Mr. Producer, get clip 5 ready. We're going to play this. This is a guy named Ben from Flagstaff, Arizona, where he got in a wreck, and this made its way all over the place, where he wakes up basically drugged and with a vent, and they're about to kill him. Go ahead and roll clip 5.
Hey there. My name is Ben. 2 days ago, I was in a car crash. It was just my car. It rolled. I don't know what happened. Came to, the car was back on all four wheels. The, you know, all the glass in the car was blown out. I got cut up, you know, all around, nothing serious. I was awake and aware that I couldn't open the car door. Within 10 minutes, EMT arrived and injected me with something, and I said, no, and they're like, just gonna sedate you, boss. I woke up 8 hours later somehow with a vent, a mechanical ventilator, IV, catheter, whole nine yards. I instinctively, without even thinking, pulled out the vent. There was no aid in this room with me. Pulled out the IV, pulled out the catheter, which was horrendous. And I found my shorts, which had been cut off me, and I covered my junk because I was naked. And I walked to the door and I opened it, and staff was sitting there, and I said, why did you vent me? And the staff freaked out. They couldn't believe I was awake. They followed me back into the room. I sat on the bed and I said, what drugs did you give me and why am I vented? And one of the nurses said, you have COVID. And I said,
turn that down for a second.
Even if you tested me, tested positive for COVID, if I tested positive for COVID, a vent is the last resort for someone who cannot breathe on their own. They just looked at each other. Like, what do we do? What do we say? I said, what drugs did you put me on? What was coming through that IV? And they said, propofol, fentanyl, morphine. And I was like, why? What? Like, you were going to kill me on that machine. You were going to leave me there. They just looked at each other. I go, I want all the paperwork. I want everything that's been done to me and who authorized it. They didn't give it to me. I demanded a lawyer. I said, I need a lawyer now. I'm leaving this place. They argued with me for 45 minutes. And then once I could show them that I could produce urine, they found some old raggy hospital clothes and gave them and took me to a door, which was not glass sliding door. It didn't even look like a hospital. This is in Flagstaff. They airlifted me from about an hour away. I was under from the time I was injected at the site of the crash.
All right.
And
somehow God saved that dude's life. And he got up and bless him. But how many people this happened to over the last couple of years? That's what you got to wonder, folks. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Cindy Erie Radio. By his side, he's like, grind him up and shove him out of the mud. Oh, what's this?
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.